Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He was free, but his wife and son weren't. Their enslaver had finally agreed to sell his family to him, and no price was too high to retrieve his family. But a cruel twist of fate would make Dangerfield Newby prove his worth. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Dangerfield Newby was a free man, and the one thing he wanted most in the world was to reunite with his wife and children. The white enslaver holding them captive finally agreed on a purchase price for them, but then something went wrong. By the time Newby earned the money, the white man was struggling financially. When Newby arrived to pay, the double-crosser had increased the price. Now his family might be sold out from under him. Infuriated, Newby left without his family, but didn't give up. Slavery was becoming more and more controversial in 1859, so when Newby had the opportunity to help plan a revolt, he took it. He'd tried to do the right thing and purchase them, but now he would help destroy the institution of enslavement altogether. Newby helped plan the Harper's Ferry Revolt, which went on to become the most famous revolt of enslaved people in U.S. history. What's more, this attempt served as a precursor to the Civil War. Unfortunately, Newby died in the revolt. A love letter from his wife was pinned to his chest. He never got to see his family again. Black love, in its purest form, has always existed, and we can always remember that Dangerfield's love for his family led him to fight to the death to earn their freedom. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.